Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We're going to contest on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Day-o. Ryan, quite simply today, you have two categories as usual. You have the 10 most obese states in America and the 20 greatest Mariners of all times. What are you taking?
Mariners.
All right, Ryan. Ryan, I'm hoping that you can get the top 10. I'll tell you what. If you get 10 rights out of the top 15, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Ryan, turn down your radio.
Oh, shoot. Okay. There you go. It's off.
All right. You know how we play the game. According to Seattle on Tap, from January 30th, 2025, These are your 20 greatest Mariners of all time. But since that point in time, Cal Raleigh's had a hell of a year. Julio already playing great baseball. He has equally had another good year. So we're going to eliminate those two players. All right?
Okay.
Because they were 19 and 18.
In other words, you're going to take your first two guesses.
Exactly. All right, Ryan, you know the game is played. Who do you think is in the top 15 of the greatest Mariners of all time?
Well, first of all, unofficially, Dave Niehaus. But
all right, I see what he's doing.
The greatest Mariner of all time has got to be the kid,
Ken Griffey Jr.
He is number one.
Yeah,
you're one for one.
Edgar Martinez,
number three. Edgar Martinez is the best designated baseball hitter of all time.
Correct. Yeah.
And that should be enough right there.
And he's got a street.
He does.
And he used to have a mezcal.
So does Dave.
That's right.
My favorite player, Ichiro Suzuki.
Ayo.
Number two. He won the MVP award and Rookie of the Year award in the same season. Again.
Jesus.
The MVP and the Rookie of the Year award in the same season.
That's ridiculous.
That's amazing. Okay. You are three for three. You got the top three Mariners, Ryan. Ryan, did you turn your radio down? What the hell is that
it's
echo?
It's his phone. There's a little... Because it's right after you say it. So that's not his radio. It's his phone.
Right. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, sorry. Let's go Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer is number seven.
Interesting call.
Moyer pitched for five other teams before coming to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But Moyer spent 11 years with the Mariners. He won 145 games. He made his first and only All-Star game of his career at 40 years old.
Damn.
In 2003 with the M's. I also want to say that he beat the Savannah Bananas. Oh, the other night.
He did pitch an inning with Savannah Bananas. My dad hated him as a Mariner.
Oh, why? Really?
Because he was just... When he would come in, he had the slowest doggone pitch, but then the problem is that nobody could hit it.
He can't hit it.
Right, he was just hucking 75s out there, and when they're used to throwing 90 miles an hour, they weren't ready for it.
Not like Randy Johnson's M.O.? That ball took so long to get to play. Like, batters, you couldn't time it up.
No, Randy had a heater.
Oh, no, he's throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, Randy had the pitch.
Never mind.
He killed a bird.
Well, he did kill a bird. Yeah. But who wouldn't?
Like three.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah. Let's go with the big unit.
Randy Johnson, who has one of the best names in sports other than Dick Butkus. Randy Johnson, I mean, no one talks about
that. And then you're called the big unit. Yeah, I mean, right? It all comes together.
It really does.
Where's he at?
So far, you've got Ichiro, Edgar, Randy, Jamie, and Ken Griffey Jr.
Where's Randy at?
Randy's number five.
Number five.
Let's go King Felix Hernandez.
Felix Hernandez is the number four greatest Mariner of all time. That according to Seattle on Tap. Felix was the lone bright spot in a bad Mariners time. He won a Cy Young Award with the Mariners and won the ERA title two times. He also went to the All-Star Game six times with the Mariners.
Damn.
And pitched the first perfect game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. He's four on the list. All right, Ryan, you're doing great. No strikes against you so far.
I want to A-Rod.
A-Rod is number six. He is one of the most controversial players in baseball history, and we know why. But in 800 games with the Mariners, he batted .309, 189 home runs, and made four All-Star games. Also won a batting title. You cannot dispute that.
Okay, we had him a lot longer than I remember.
So you've got the top seven so far, Ryan, and no strikes against you.
Let's go with the Bone, Jay Buhner.
Jay Buhner, number nine on the list. He helped bring the best times of Mariners baseball history to the city, became a Mariners and Seattle legend between 95 and 97. He hit 124 home runs, drove in 368 RBIs. He's still third all-time in Mariners history in home runs and RBIs.
And he's the most likely ex-Mariner to punch Miles in the face.
That's right. That's
right. Yep.
Let's go with... Griffey Sr.?
Ken Griffey Sr. Ooh. Not on the list.
Ooh.
But that was a great guess.
Yeah. First strike, man. Not so bad.
Is that the first father-son back-to-back home runs?
Yep.
Yep. Let's, Mike Cameron.
That's where I wanted to go.
Mike Cameron, number 16. Hey, Ryan, since you know so much about the Mariners, I'm going to see if you can get the rest of the 18 on the list.
Yeah, at this point, why not?
John Olerud?
Number 20. The man with the batting helmet all the time.
Yeah.
To protect that, feeble brain. No, actually, he's the smartest guy in the world for wearing that helmet.
No kidding, dude.
At first base. Really is. Yeah, he was one of the best pure hitters in baseball before he came to the Mariners. During his time, he was just as consistent, earned an All-Star Game appearance, and won three gold gloves with the team. Three gold gloves
in
first place.
Is maybe one of these guys a manager, Miles?
I was thinking Dan.
Right? I mean, he was a hell of a catcher. I think he was our best catcher before Cal.
No.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, let's go with my favorite closer, Kazuhiro Sasaki.
Nice. That's a good pick, though, man.
Not on the list.
You know, he's a winner in my book. Sasaki was shut down, too.
So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as Seattle on Tap goes, they are basing it like purely statistics.
Ryan, by the way, you've already got 10 right. So you've already basically won with two strikes. But if you want to try to complete the list, we're going to let you go at it.
Oh, man. Brett Boone?
Nice.
Brett Boone is number 14.
Damn right he is.
You are killing it, Ryan.
Very good. All right, take your time. Do a little thinking here, because you still have two in the top 10.
I believe one of them is Mr. Mariner.
One had a very solid time in Seattle. Now, of course, he had better seasons before and after leaving the not-so-as-they-say friendly hitting confines of Safeco Field. But he did win two of the first five gold gloves as a member of the Mariners.
Five gold gloves.
Now T-Mobile, obviously.
Right.
What he played was Safeco.
How about Gaylord Perry? I think pitched a no-hitter. But Gaylord Perry. Let's go with that.
Not Gaylord Perry.
One of the worst names in baseball.
Yeah, I was thinking Kyle Seager, but...
Were you really thinking Kyle Seager?
Say Kyle Seager.
Yeah, but I was kind of on the fence about that.
Say Kyle Seager.
Number 13. Might get a little controversy here, being higher, but he played with the organization a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he made one All-Star game and batted .251 in a career. Solid career, but not enough to get the top 10 spot, but he did come in at number 13.
Suggestion came in for Ricky Henderson.
Not here long enough.
Okay, fair enough.
Alvin Davis?
Alvin Davis, probably. Robinson Cano?
Alvin Davis is number 11. The first good Mariners batter, they say. He won Rookie of the Year with the Mariners, which ended up being his best season, but he was the first notable name in Mariners history.
Okay.
So you're right on Alvin Davis.
Robinson Cano?
Robinson Cano's number 8. There you go. The biggest signing in Seattle Mariners history. He had four good seasons before getting suspended for steroids. However, he did bat .296 in his time with the Mariners with 271 extra base hits.
Damn.
So far, Ryan, quick review. You've got number 1, King Griffey Jr., number 2, Ichiro, 3, Edgar Martinez, 4, Felix, 5, Randy Johnson, A-Rod at 6, J.B. Moyer at 7, Robinson Cano at 8, Jay Buhner was 9, and Alvin Davis was 11. You also got Kyle Seager at 13, Brett Boone at 14, Mike Cameron at 16, and John Olerud at 20. There are 4 Mariners left, if you want to try.
I'm really racking my Ibanez?
Ibanez, Raul Ibanez.
Nope.
I liked Raul.
Seattle on Tap didn't.
One from the Texas that I think is a good one. He was decent for us, but then he went and had a whole lot of success with Texas. Adrian Beltre.
Oh, yeah. Did he not do well here?
Yeah.
Adrian Beltre's number 10.
There it is.
There you go. You've cleared out the top 11 so far. There are 3 Mariners left on the list of the 20 greatest Mariners of all times.
Oh, what era are they? Can I get a hint?
One I've seen play here. I got a pitcher on the list as well.
Edwin Diaz?
Went to the All-Star game. Who else? Oh, this guy kind of replaced Randy Johnson. Pitched over 200 innings.
Damn.
Asashi? No, maybe. Asashi? I cannot say his last name.
Iwakuma?
Iwakuma? What about Mitch Haniger?
Mitch Haniger, not a bad guess.
I liked Mitch Haniger.
So he's got. I want to say one of the guys played for the Yankees, I believe, maybe.
I feel like that doesn't help.
Yeah, no kidding. He crushed baseballs for the Mariners.
Came to Seattle?
In 606 games for the M's, he hit .284, 163 home runs, 414 RBIs. In his first 4 seasons with the Mariners, he made the All-Star game 3 times and won 2 Silver Slugger Awards.
What position did he play?
Pretty sure he still plays. I think now he might be an outfielder. Nah, I'm not sure.
Nelson Cruz Jr.?
Nelson Cruz, 17. Damn. Very good.
All right.
All right, Jimmy, give me the other two. That would be Freddie Garcia. He's the guy that replaced Randy Johnson. And Mark Langston.
Freddie Garcia. I said Felix Hernandez. Yeah, Freddie Garcia.
There you go.
For sure.
There are your top
you did a great job, man.
All time. That was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the commenters got the last two.
Okay.
For sure.
Not bad at all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.